You're listening to the Cyclics Podcast, your number one source for junior Leaving Cert tips. We make exams easier. Hi, everyone.
Hi, and welcome back to yet another episode of the Cyclics Podcast.
The Cyclics Podcast with your resident hosts, Emer and Nessa. As you know, we're sisters. We also work together. We both work for Study Clicks. More importantly, we've both done the junior and leaving cert. We know what it's like. We've been in your shoes. We've got some great tips because we both did quite well.
We did. We got luckily on enough. Successfully, you could say.
Yeah, so we're here to share some wisdom.
Help you do the same.
Yeah.
Do whatever the best to your ability, basically.
Yes. Today's theme is going to be all about organization.
A huge part of studying, yeah. Because if your studying is all over the shop, it's going to just take up a lot of your time and you're going to be really inefficient. So I think being organized is very, very important.
Mm-hmm. Very understated as well.
Mm.
There's
not a lot of emphasis put on it by teachers and stuff, actually.
Yeah, and I feel like it's almost reserved for people who are then sort of characterized as clean freaks and OCD and... That's really unfair and it shouldn't be that way. Not everyone so. Can be organized, even if you're kind of an all over the place kind of person and you've made that your brand, then you can still be organized, and the only thing it will do is help you, because it's just a very healthy way of approaching study, because it's time efficient and helpful, basically.
Yeah, even like Emer said, like some people are obviously more organized than others and more people get a kick out of being organized, but anyone can be organized.
Yeah, there are really easy tips. We've got our own personal tips, stuff that we used, but also stuff that we've heard from other people using, stuff that we've come across in our time as Study Clicks members. So, Nessa, do tell me, what would you say is your best tip to stay organized?
I think starting off, an important tip is organizing where you study, like the area in which you study, or even like your desk at school, and just having everything in order there. Because, and this is before you take any notes or anything, it's just having the environment that you're studying in being in order. It will help you be more efficient or more organized in the way that you work.
Yeah, completely. And it clears your mind if you're in this kind of, if everything is stacked up nicely or in a line and you don't just have like random objects cluttered all over the place. That is going to freak your brain out.
Yes. Your brain is also taking in its surroundings, even if you're not like conscious of it. A messy study area equals a messy brain.
So wow.
I know. I'm so smart.
No, completely. That is a massive point, I think, is to get your area sort of clean. And sort of on that line as well, I think I would say not just your area, but also all of your notes. So folders are a big thing.
Yeah.
Like if you don't have folders for all of your subjects, please start now.
Oh, folders.
You need a folder for absolutely all of your subjects, because you're going to be getting, unless you're one of those techie schools that only have iPads, well, good for you. But if you're not one of those schools, you'll be getting handouts. You'll be getting notes on pieces of paper. And it's just really vital that you have a folder and you can categorize it into different sections that you can see each page clearly. You're not in 3 months' time trying to find that one sheet of paper that you were given and you know it's really important, but you can't find it because it's hidden somewhere in the bottom of your bag. Nightmare. Don't do that. Once you get stuff, put it in the folder where it's meant to be, kind of. Always stay on top of things. Don't let things pile up and get lost and you can't find it and then you waste time and then you are behind and then you get stressed. Oh my God, even saying this, I'm getting stressed. Don't do this to yourself.
No.
Stay on top of things. Force yourself to do it. It might be difficult. You might convince yourself you're not that kind of person, but you can be that person.
You can absolutely be that person. I believe in you, so you should believe in yourself too. I think along that point of like, some people don't know how to be tidy, which sounds kind of silly, but when you think about it.
Points finger at past housemates.
But there was there's a show on Netflix called Tidying Up with Marie Kondo. She's this adorable Japanese woman who is has lots of these self-help books about how to get your life organized, how to kind of declutter your house and basically your life. And she went around to the houses of all these very disorganized Americans who had, like, they couldn't move for all the clutter in their house, and she helped them sort their life out. And I think lots of people, when this series came out, everyone was starting to actually do it. Inspired everyone to do a spring clean of their own. So I think if you're not studying, you should watch the show, and it might inspire you to like give you tips on how to, like, fold things, how to, like, store things away in the places that are neat. I know it sounds silly because it's, like, such basic advice, but I think it's a good thing to watch. You'd be surprised, yeah.
Yeah, and you feel so good afterwards once you have everything clean and your brain just feels like it's been washed or something. It's not in the brainwash sense, but, like, in the good sense.
What other sense does washing your brain mean?
I don't know. It just
No, I get you, Emma.
You just feel very ready, cleansed and motivated and ready to go.
So yeah, check out Marie Kondo.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that I have to do to stay organized is make a list.
Cannot get enough.
I just love them. They're so great.
I love to-do lists. I have several to-do list apps on my phone.
Yeah. So I guess we'll start with the traditional list, because you can't go wrong with just writing out in bullet points everything you need to do. Maybe you have a weekly to-do list, maybe you have a to-do list for one evening. It depends on how much you know you have to get done, but it's just so helpful to jot a few things down on a sheet of paper, and then just that utter joy of striking through the task that you had set to do, and now you've done it, and now you can see, oh my god, I did it, can't wait to do the next one, and then also take that off the list. It's just...
it's so satisfying. Yeah.
I sound like I'm overly excited about doing a to-do list, but it's... I don't know, it's got some crazy... I think it definitely releases some sort of hormones or something that makes you feel happy. And
absolutely. And it kind of goes, like we say before, I know typing it up is great, even like having it on your phone, but like physically writing down a to-do list and physically taking things off, it registers a happy chemical in your brain.
Yeah, to put it more eloquently than me.
Yeah, it's, my happy chemicals. It does, yeah. There's an active release there in your brain of satisfaction, and it inspires you, it motivates you to do more, to keep going, to study more, to work harder. So yeah, I think it's extremely important. I know this is the humble to-do list, and we're kind of just can't get enough of it, but it's absolutely make use of them to-do lists.
Mm. The downside to kind of those paper written out to-do lists is that, you know, they're easy to lose, or you can't. If you want several to-do lists, or maybe you want to, some tasks take longer than others, and you might need to keep them on a list longer than other tasks, and then it gets messy. So that's where you should move on to maybe some online tools, and there are actually some fantastic things out there. We at StudyClicks often, when we're doing different tasks, you know, within the company, obviously, and to get things ready on the site and to get new content out there, we always use Trello.
Oh, I love Trello, and I never heard of it before working at StudyClicks either. It's fantastic. I use it for other things now.
It's so helpful for homework, for study, for work, for personal life. You can make all these different boards, and then you can, within the boards, you have lists. And let's say you have one list and it's like, oh, to do. And then the next list is in progress and the next list is done. Or you can have however many lists you want. Keep going. And then you can kind of move the little cards along the lists, and then you can see the progress that you're making. So satisfying.
Oh, yeah. And in the cards, there's so much you can do. You can label them different colors. You can put in little checklists. You can add pictures. Yeah, it's just like organizational heaven.
Yeah, I think that's our number one tip for online organizational tools. Trello is
amazing. You can have it on your phone as well. So if you have an account on your computer and you're doing something on your computer and then you want to check it later on your phone, you can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's useful too.
Mm-hmm. And it's free.
Free. I love a good free app.
Gotta love free apps. Yeah, and there's definitely plenty more out there, but we definitely think Trello is a good one.
Trello's our number one. Yeah.
If you want more tips on how to use it, we actually wrote a blog about it, and that's how much we love it. So go check out the blog page on StudyClicks and find the blog on how to use Trello, because we've got some nice tips there.
Super. Yeah, check that out. A big part of when you're studying and you want to be organized is when you're making your own notes. Back to an earlier point of like, just one of the best ways of studying is making out notes and writing out notes in your own words, because that's how you remember it better. But then when you're actually looking back over these notes and you actually, you know, you're not getting bored by your own notes, you're not, they're nice to look at, they're nice to read, is having neatly written out notes. That's not, you haven't just written out one big block paragraph all black and white. Have a red color for the heading. Have maybe a black for a little intro, blue for little bullet points.
Just lots of spacing between of words spacing, and different lines as well. Because the more space it is, the kind of the words are then singled out, and you're not just reading this one big block of text, because you're not going to remember that, obviously. You need to be able to see.
There's a certain kind of journal that I really love, and they're called bullet journals. They are little, they're kind of like grids, really, except that where the corners are, they're just dots, and they kind of just help you get a really geometrical, like, that, you know, if you're just writing on like a normal lined paper, that it's not everything is within boxes, so it's not as like, you can get everything to be more all the same shape and all the same size. It's hard to explain. They're in Tiger, if you'd like to. But, and there's bullet journal. I go on about these because I'm obsessed, but they're Instagram specifically for bullet journaling, and they're like, the people who run them now are very artistic. They're great with calligraphy and they're lovely handwriting, but they're just lovely to look at and get some inspiration. And there's a little study blogger in Norway called Study Tea, tea spelled T-E-E. She's beautiful notes that if you look at them, and now obviously I'm looking at them now and I wouldn't be able to write in the same way that she does, because she is the cutest handwriting. But just having a look at how other people write their notes might give you inspiration as to how you could also frame your notes. I think another great habit to get into is that every day when you come home from school, take just even 5 minutes to go back over everything that you did that day. So just kind of take in a little bit of what you learned from every class. If you got any handouts, or if you got any particular notes, that just make sure they're all in the right place. And just getting into a daily routine of doing that will make you feel more on top of what you're doing every day.
Yeah. And like, I don't know, maybe if you got an exam results, or you could just on a sheet of paper quickly jot down everything you did that day. And if you want to even keep a little diary that you can then look over, like, obviously you have your own school diary where you write your homework, but maybe even having your own personal one would be helpful too, because then you can kind of say, okay, this is what we covered today. And then you can kind of look back over your diary then when you're looking to see what you want to revise, because you know what's kind of
what you most did on recent each particular day.
So that's good for sort of,
because you will forget it if you don't write down.
Oh, completely. And yeah, and I think kind of to develop on that, if you want to stay organized, you have to get into a routine. So like, let's say if you're doing that every day, you don't want it to become monotonous, obviously, because then it just sort of becomes bland and dull and things stop your going brain stops, into your brain. You sort of have to mix it up somewhat, but to stay organized, it will help a lot if you kind of get into this habit of, obviously not the exact same thing every single day, but if you get into the routine of, okay, I get up at this time every morning and I make sure I have my breakfast, I make sure I have everything ready to go to school, I go to school, whatever, come back, okay, I spend 10 minutes having my cup of tea and kind of chilling out, then I spend my 5 minutes jotting down. You know, you have these things and your brain is ready there. Once you get into this routine, then your brain is ready to go. It knows what it's doing. And you then have this sort of system going, and that once you get into the system, you'll find it's really easy to sort of stay in the system, and that will keep you organized. Because if you don't have a system and you're kind of just randomly doing different things every day, it will be harder to sort of stay organized and on top of everything. Whereas if you set up this kind of schedule for yourself, it'll be a lot easier.
Exactly. I think there's like reassurance and security in having a routine as well that you like.
Yeah. And don't be afraid about like being boring and doing the same thing every day, because as always, it will not be.
That's not your life forever.
That's not your life. You're just going to stick with it for 2 years, 1 year, 3 months, however long you have left. And then it's done. And then you don't have to do it anymore. It's just helpful for this one small period of your life. So do it while you can.
Exactly. I think that's it.
That is it. Those would be our organizational tips. Yeah, that's all the stuff that we did personally, and that we've just heard from other people who have worked for them as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we hope you go away from this now and you absolutely get your stuff together.
Mm-hmm. Go on Trello. Go make those to-do lists. Go make plans.
Go buy those bullet journals that I love so much.
And then send them to Nessa because that's what she really wants.
I just love to look at them.
Yeah, they should hopefully help you out. Get you motivated, organized, ready to study, ready to go, ready to get 100 points in every subject.
Like, all together.
Just kidding. Obviously, realistic goals. You know, aim for what you are hoping for. Don't overdo it in any case. Remember, as always, to take breaks. Mm. Don't be hard on yourself. Treat yourself. And yeah, mind yourself. But do use those tips to stay organized and to stay... Because obviously, if you're not organized, you're going to get a little stressed. And we don't want you stressed. Stress is... bad.
It's and a big one for exam students. We've got to reduce that.
Yeah, like we've talked in other podcasts about not letting stress really get the most of you, and that's really, really important. So don't ever forget that this isn't the be all and end all. And yeah, staying organized is a big step to not feeling stressed and not feeling not in control, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah, organization helps with control, which helps minimize stress. So mm-hmm. It is really useful to try to take some steps to helping yourself be more organized.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So on that note,
I suppose that's it for another podcast. If you'd like to see more Study Clicks in your general life, if you're on any of the social medias, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and Snapchat. On Snapchat, if you want to add us, just type in study_clicks. That's study_clicks. Give us a follow, like our memes. Really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. And we've got some cool competitions running sometimes. You can win concert tickets, one for all vouchers, things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's well worth a follow.
Mm-hmm. And as I say every week, every time.
I keep saying it.
Yeah, we adore messages, feedback, comments, ideas, literally anything. Just send us a message. We love hearing from you. And
unless it's super mean. We don't want to hear
No, we don't care. No, just kidding. I mean... As long as it's constructive, we always welcome feedback. So
absolutely,
give us an email at info@studyclicks.ie if you want to hear about anything in particular in the podcast. We will be happy to discuss it. And yeah, you can message us also via the site if you want.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really, really love the podcast, even if you just normal love it, if you like it, if you think it's okay, do please give us a rating. Well, if you only think it's okay and you're only going to give us 3 stars, then maybe not.
We keep those 3 stars. We don't want them.
No, only messing. If you have
if you have the time, love,
it would be fantastic if you could give us those 5 stars on iTunes or wherever you're listening to the podcast. Make sure to subscribe so that you can stay on top of all the new podcasts that we release.
Get delivered to you.
Get all those
on
tips.
On your doorstep, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got more tips coming, so.
Oh, we have them. They're coming for you.
Yeah, so do make sure to subscribe and like and follow and whatever platform you're doing and whatever possibilities there are. We would really, really appreciate all that stuff because it helps us get seen and it helps us get more followers and it helps get more tips out to more people, which...
We just want to help as many people as we can.
Yes. What can we say? We are just...
We're givers.
A charity in itself. But yeah, enough about that. That's the end of our begging for this podcast.
So again, thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, hopefully you'll be nice and organized now for your upcoming study. So best of luck with that.
Best of luck and best of luck with any exams that you might have coming up. You can do it. Have faith in yourself. I believe in you, so you should believe in yourself too.
Yeah, well, Nessa believes in you, then what more do you need?
So that's all for now.
That is it. Bye-bye.
Bye.